Venezuela's president is chastened. Reports of persecution begin to surface. New statistics on Bible translation show progress. And a mission helicopter pilot walks away from a crash in Papua New Guinea. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Voters in Venezuela have chastened President Hugo Chavez by turning down his proposed constitutional changes. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says that means he may speed up his press toward a socialist agenda. Unfortunately, that's not good news for believers.
We have heard reports of increased persecution, particularly along the Colombian border with Venezuela. Some cases of Venezuela providing sanctuary for FARC guerrillas from Colombia. In other cases, literally persecution instances against the church in that particular area.
Prayer is needed for church workers in this area.
Times of political turmoil can be times of great outreach and great ministry, but they obviously are also times of uncertainty and times of questions. And I think we can pray for the leaders of the church and pray for the members of the church in Venezuela to have wisdom and to continue to be bold witnesses for Christ.
Next, every person who travels through the airports in Washington, D.C. has 24-hour access to the Jesus film. Senior Chaplain Ralph Benson, director of the Metropolitan Washington Interfaith Chapels, prays with about 20 people every day in the airport. He says that most evangelism occurs when airport employees watch the movie.
They'll sit and watch the movie, and then they'll ask questions about the movie. And I had several chaplains who, based upon somebody's questions about the movie, will maybe share a tract with them, maybe share a devotional with them, lead them to Christ, and then be able to follow up.
Airport Bible studies are a means of follow-up, but they also offer chapel services. By meeting the needs of all faith groups, doors are opened. One Muslim man borrowed a copy of the Jesus film and...
Over a period of months, he made the decision personally to become a Christian. Now, that's a very... big movement if you've been a Muslim all your life.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Wycliffe Bible Translators works every day to get the scripture into new languages. With Christmas approaching, the fact is that 193 million people still don't have the Christmas story in their language. However, new statistics from Wycliffe report that exciting progress has been made. 74 new translation projects begin every year. That's one new project every 5 days. Wycliffe is using cutting-edge technology to continue to increase the number of people who have God's Word. Meanwhile, Life Action Ministries and other partners just concluded a 12-week radio revival called Seeking Him, a National Prayer Meeting for Revival. Over 100 radio stations took part across the U.S. Byron Paulus says it's refreshing to stop and think that
in times when we want to race to music and messages, the radio airtime is being given over to nothing but prayer. Men and women crying out to God to intervene in our nation. 1 hour every week on Saturday morning. A live radio broadcast of prayer.
The idea was birthed out of the 150th anniversary of the last Great Awakening. Though the revival has ended, the movement may just be beginning, says Paulus.
I do believe that so many hearts have been stirred that they're going to say and maybe call their local radio stations and say, what can we do? How can we weekly join with the hearts of literally thousands of people across this nation?
Pray that those who took part would continue in this movement. And New Tribes Missions reports that a missionary pilot walked away from a helicopter crash last week in Papua New Guinea. The vehicle was badly damaged on a remote airstrip during a fuel transport. The helicopter is the team's only helicopter in the country. The exact cause of the accident remains under investigation, but NTM Aviation is sending it to the mission's flight center in Papua New Guinea. Thank the Lord the pilot wasn't hurt, but also pray that the copter can be repaired. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Mission Network News can also now be sent daily to your personal email address. Go to missionnetworknews.org, fill in your email address on the bottom, and we'll send you free mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.